So, with no further ado, the name of the new restaurant is 1919 Kitchen and Tap. Obviously, it's a historical reference. 1919 was the first year of the Packers. And we think, obviously, given the rich history and tradition of the Packers, it made a lot of sense.
1919 has been developed really for the people of Green Bay. For those who seek great food in a comfortable setting, in an atmosphere that embraces the rich history that is the Green Bay Packers. Our open kitchen concept is one that you've probably seen in other places. Wide open kitchen gives guests the opportunity to not only hear, smell, and see their food being prepared right in front of them. We started really with a goal of taking local familiar favorites and turning those into a very chef-driven, unique menu. I think we're well on our way with that. You know, our menu creation will continue to develop well into July, sourcing local flavors and the freshest ingredients possible here in Northeast Wisconsin. We really have developed a true gastropub in every sense of the word, and with that comes not only a great dining experience, but also a great beverage experience. We'll feature 80 tap handles throughout the restaurant, all kinds of local flavors on tap, including multiple Miller brands. And for those looking for spirits, we'll also have great handcrafted cocktails, a full bar, a wide variety of wines. We've worked very, very hard to create an experience that's going to be very unique and geared just for the residents of Green Bay.
The restaurant and the new Hall of Fame really build upon the atrium enhancements that began last year with openings right below us, our new Packers Pro Shop, also the reconfigured Harlem Plaza out in front of the atrium, as well as the addition right here of the American Family Insurance Gate and the tribute to Vince Lombardi with the photos of Lombardi as well as the replica of the Lombardi Trophy. But having the new restaurant at the front of the atrium and the Hall of Fame in the back, we think really make for a very convenient experience for our guests, for our fans. We're still working on the exact dates in terms of when they'll open, but it looks like the restaurant will be open by the end of July, right in time for the start of training camp.